Welcome. Jump into the Compassionate Leader Circle podcast, where leading with love isn't just nice, it's genius. I'm Laurel Donnellan.
And I'm Daryl Brown. We'll unpack business strategies infused with empathy and action, driving both profit and purpose. Our world is ever-changing, so discover how the savvy leader wears compassion as their power suit. Laurel, good evening. It's so nice to see you again and so nice to be able to talk to you again. We've known each other for so long, and I feel so comfortable digging in to how you got to where you are today.
Well, thank you so much. I've never been interviewed on my own podcast, so I'm very excited to be with you as well.
Okay. Well, like I said, I think that we've been together for 30 years?
32. We've known each other 32.
Yes, yes. We met in New York City, and I think when we met, you were in the hotel business.
I was.
And made the decision that there were other mountains to climb. And I remember talking to you, and you're talking about the passion that you had to help people in ways that you've been helped. So tell me a little bit about the pivot that you made back then, number one, and number two, why you did it.
Well, there was a couple of reasons. I knew I was working for an amazing company with a great culture, and I loved my job. And I worked for really inspired and inspiring leaders. And I had never really had that experience in my life. And I got to work at this amazing company called Medallion Hotels. One of the leaders there, the investor, was Chuck Feeney, who started the Giving While Living movement. And so all the profits we were making were going to things like building hospitals in Vietnam and sending kids in need to college. And it was just an amazing experience working for these amazing people. But I knew that we were selling the company. So in part, I had to make a pivot because we were selling the company. And at that time in my life, I was newly sober and found that the hospitality business that I was a part of was not the best environment for that path. So it really came to the company that I was a part of was selling, and I was looking for a different type of lifestyle.
So you love working for the company. You love the people you worked with. What were the big takeaways that you got? Why was it so successful? And why did Chuck Feeney do what he did that enabled you to develop some of the programs that you've come to develop?
Well, Chuck Feeney was really a leader in social impact, like making money to help others. And he also was all about fun. Like he wanted his employees to have a great time. Like one thing he did is he built a hotel in Ireland and took like 100 people that worked for him there for a week-long party, just because he really enjoyed the people and wanted to celebrate with us. So and then Fred Eit, the CEO of Medallion Hotel Group, which was the company I was working for that was owned by Chuck, wanted to have a company where employees would love their work. And my job as the VP of HR was to figure out how to help employees love their work.
So I look at your bio and I see that you have a master's from Columbia with a base in psychology. So there's something there that I'd love for you to share.
Yeah. So after we sold the company, we sold Medallion, I wanted to get credentialed to understand more about the academic and research side of organizational development. So I went to Columbia Teachers College and got a master's in organizational psychology with a focus on leadership development. And that was a great year. It was after we sold the company, and I spent a year buckling down and being a student again. So at Medallion, I got to be really practical about how we created a great culture. And at Columbia, I got to learn the research side of how you do that and why you do that.
So it sounds like you're putting some things together in your mind. I see your mind working way back then, and it sounds like you're putting what you did, what you learned, in practical in your job. But now you're going to say, okay, so now what can I do with that? What can I do with that from a research standpoint, from a behind the scenes, why does that work? Who and how can I take this and make something of it?
One of the things I found out, because I was already fascinated with this idea of calling and what makes a super satisfied worker. Like, I was looking beyond job satisfaction. I wanted, in a way, to help people find a spiritual connection to their work and their calling. And one of the things I found at my academic pursuits was there's not a lot of research, and still to this day, there's not a lot of research around helping people find a calling or soul work.
So you say soul work. What? Tell me more about that. I can envision it to be a lot of different things, but yeah. Talk to me about soul work, what you did for your company, and it seems like there's a method to the madness here.
Well, starting at Medallion through graduate school and beyond, I got obsessed with this idea of how do you help people find and follow a calling. So I read about 100 books by other people that had the same interest, and I took courses, and I actually went to a mentor, Rick Jarrow, who is a professor at Vassar, and he has a book about callings. And I said, I'd like to be a mentee and learn your approach. And he said, no, you know, Laurel, we haven't known each other very long, but you have to go create your own method. And at first I was kind of angry. I was like, hey, wait a minute. But it was probably the best advice anyone has ever given me. So out of that whole process and being inspired by him, I set off to create my own method, which is now called the Donnellan Method. And a foundational piece of the method is soul work and helping people find soul work. And the way that I define that is using your passions and purpose at work. So soul work is the absolute best use of your passions and purpose.
So compassionate leadership and Dream Lab is another concept or process that you've also developed. Talk to me about that a little bit,
please. Yeah. So Dream Lab came first, and you were a part of the very first Dream Lab I ever did, which was in Taos, New Mexico, and you can talk about that. But I set out to create a process that would walk people through an experience where they would end up with a clarity about their vision, clarity about their purpose, clarity about their passions, and a plan, a practical plan to make soul work a reality. And then Compassionate Leaders Circle and all the leadership models that I've developed came after that. So in addition to the Donnellan Method, which is about transition, there is the Donnellan Leadership Method and the Donnellan Training Method and other methods that came out of that. So I started with the individual and helping individuals with transition, And then I went on to creating organizational change models.
So you mentioned the time that we first started down this road together way back when. And I know that I was in a I had worked in the media business for nearly 30 years, and I know I needed to do something different. I didn't know exactly what that was, and I was in a position to take some steps outside of my comfort level. But I know the work that we did together was the first time that I started searching inside, right? And started listening to what my inner self was saying to me. And I just had never done that before. That self-reflection and self-examination is really what it's all about, right? And then that leading to the next is what the Donnellan method is all about.
Yeah, I
So
mean, it like I said, I thought I was going to be able to develop it in 2 years. For some reason, I don't know why, and it took 6 because it is complicated, this process of self-reflection and work. And we've landed at a place where it really works for a lot of different people, and all the experimentation I did on my friends early on helped. Where we are today with it is we've helped hundreds of people. It really is a method that is good for high school students, college students, and people of all ages and all backgrounds. We've done a program for incarcerated men at Rikers Island. We've done a program at an ashram that wanted to actually downsize. And over the last 5 years, we go to the University of Denver every year and use the Donnellan method for a retreat for graduating seniors at the business school. So it's been a lot of fun to help people do that reflection that you talked about.
how do you target your the people you go after? How do you know that they might or that they may or may not know they need this? Or how do you target the individual or the company that you might go after?
So, individuals have to have some sort of ache or curiosity to do the work. It's a lot of work. It's worth it, but it's a lot of work. So, we look for individuals that want more from work, want more meaning, want more purpose, but also are motivated often through their emotions to want more and to do more, maybe have more impact, maybe make more money, maybe find a talent they didn't know they had. So there is like an emotional component to Dream Lab, and being ready to do some hard work.
Well,
On the corporate side, we're working with companies that are compassionate or have leaders that are compassionate, not unlike the guys I worked with at Medallion, who want to have a toolbox they can use to help everyone else in the company be compassionate leaders.
so you have said hard work a couple of times. Let's talk about that work a little bit. Be a little bit more specific.
So, for example, we have this new self-paced program. It takes about 50 hours to complete it. So there's videos, there's worksheets, there's audio visualizations. Really, if you're going to do it on your own, at the very least, it would take you a couple of weeks. And for some people who are very busy, it might take you 6 months to go through it. But there's a lot of self-reflection. So there's a lot of questions but it's been designed to look at your past, your present, and your future. So it's a way to create a new future, but you have to go really deeply into your past and your present as well.
That sounds scary.
It can be. That's why our first principle is courage. It's having the courage to really, be self-reflective, look at things in your past that have worked, look at things that have not, and make changes.
So courage is the first. Tell me more about, yeah. So I'm getting the impression that there are steps. There are,
yeah, there's 12 parts. Yeah, okay. There's 12 parts. So the first one is courage, be a visionary. And the first four parts are all about reviewing your past so you can learn from it. And then there's a middle part that's about your present. And then there's four principles and practices about your future. When we get to the future, we look at creativity, generating lots of possibilities. I think about it as a funnel. So the top of the funnel is creativity. Then there's integrity, claiming a purpose, really important. Then there's vision, seeing your soul work, seeing what is possible in the future. And then there's commitment and actually doing what you say you're going to do.
So in the end, where are we going? Where am I going to land if I go back and take a refresher course?
Well, I think about you, and like the first time you were exposed to this, it wasn't really fully formed. And I think what you got was a vision for your family, and you literally made a picture, right? So can you talk about the picture?
I was going to come back to you and say that I had this picture. I drew this picture of I think we were in a park. My family was in a park, and there were two boys fishing in a lake. And it was a beautiful setting, and it was just it was in the mountains. There was a lot of peace in it. There was a lot of serenity in it. I felt like I was at home, and I had my family around me. And that was the picture.
That was 23 years ago.
That was 23 years ago. I now have two sons. One is 22 and the other is 19. And a brief story. My youngest and I were fly fishing in Colorado last year, and there were mountains behind him. We were in the river fishing. There were mountains behind him. He had his shirt off, which he loves to do because he's so cut. And I was on the bank, and I was watching him, and he was having fun. And he looked up at me and he said, "Dad, we have to do more of this."
Yeah.
And at that moment was that picture that I drew 23 years ago. And the emotion and tie that he had, the bond that we had developed over the years. And that's the life, you have to dream it first. I'm a firm believer.
Yeah,
in that.
Yeah. And I think people don't spend enough time dreaming. So Dream Lab will force you to dream in a good way. It's hard work, but it's not drudgery. It's actually it can be fun. Parts of it can be fun. And I think the second time you went through the work, when I actually had all 12 parts, you had just retired, right? And so you ended up with, a vision for how you were going to spend your time and a purpose for all the hats you wear in life, including being very involved in your alma mater, and a plan for your new life after retirement. So that was the second time you went through it. And maybe if you did it again today, Daryl, you'd have a plan for how to get to 100.
Yeah, I need a plan to get more energy to
Wait,
make
me
it to
too.
100.
We can help each other.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Laurel. I have a clearer idea of watching your progress over the last 32 years. And you know, it's fun to look in the rearview mirror, right? It really is. To see how I got to where I am today. And
And I would say that one of my, go ahead.
I see the smile on your face tells me that you like what that mirror is telling you.
Well, I had a vision during that session in Taos 23 years ago that you and I would be able to do something creative together. And here we are doing a podcast. So I also got a lot out of that program, and I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you so much. And that's a heart-wrapped episode of the Compassionate Leader Circle podcast. May your compass always point to kindness.
As you navigate the world, let compassion be your North Star. Join us next time as we continue to redefine success one heart-led decision at a time.
Lead wisely, lead with heart. You can learn more about us at CompassionateLeaderCircle.com.